Yeah, Peyton, just talk about how tough it was to get it going against the Steelers.
Yeah, it was tough all night. They're a good defense. They've been playing really well for the past number of weeks and not given up many points. So real credit to them. And, you know, we had some good field position early, and they had to settle for, we had to settle for field goals. I give them credit for that. Field goals are better than no points, but we knew we'd eventually, you know, need to get a touchdown drive, and defense got the big turnover there late and finally were able to put a drive together and get down there and get a touchdown.
Yeah, talk about your self-sack, get up and pass it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to take a look at that play. I'd like to get in there early in the morning and maybe get it deleted off the game film if I could. I don't know. Those video guys get there pretty quick. So, but I think it was probably our longest pass play of the game, so we'll take it.
Peyton, when you had some, the team had some issues with drops, what was your message to the receiver?
No message. I mean, I think one thing I've always believed in, that you have missed throws, you'll have some drop passes, you just keep firing. And Benny, there was no doubt that I was going to, you know, keep throwing to him if the read took me there. And I tell you what, I don't know if you guys could tell, it was quite windy down there. You could feel it in the throwing, and I got to believe the receivers, that factored in to them as well. So it was windier than anybody thought it was going to be, and it stayed very windy up until, you know, seemed like late in the fourth quarter. But Benny's catch there versus tight coverage late in the fourth quarter was the, you know, probably the biggest play of the offensive game.
Peyton, you're right. You've been around a lot of teams. This one's now 10-3 in games decided by a touchdown or less. What happens when a team can do that?
Well, I think it helps playing a lot of close games during the course of the season, starting with the very first one, right, against Baltimore. That was a dogfight, grinder, went down to the last drive. So when you can be in a lot of those games and win those games, it certainly gives you confidence. And, hey, it's playoff football. I mean, even the game this morning between, you know, Seattle and Carolina ended up being a one-score game, right? Just very rarely are there, you know, huge blowouts in a playoff game. You know it's going to be a close game. You know it's going to be a grind down to the wire, and that's certainly what it was tonight.
Hey, seriously, do you realize he hadn't touched you?
I don't really want to analyze this play too much. I kind of like it to go away if it could. I was stepping up, and you know, when you fake that way, and you kind of, you know, get your head around, I felt that guy closing, so I stepped up and kind of leaned forward, and my momentum just kind of took me down, I guess. But I didn't think that he touched me. So and then, you know, I told Emmanuel just to kind of be alert, you know, kind of if I fall down and get back up, to uncover to the sideline. I knew what route he had, you know, on the original pass play, and then, you know, I guess it turns into a little bit of a scramble. So, you know, it was a good, big play, kind of changed field position. We ended up not scoring, but we punted, and then I didn't know you could fumble a punt and get a touchback. That was a new one on me, so I didn't feel good about it really at that point, but then defense got the turnover on that next drive.
What took you to Benny on that pass?
Oh, that was kind of It was a play where really all four guys, all four receivers are options, and they were in a blitz, and Benny did a good job kind of crossing the defensive back's face, got in front, made a great catch versus tight coverage.
And why did you call the timeout before the two-point conversion?
Oh, Coach Kubiak called it. I'm trying to think what happened on that. I don't think we were lined up quite right. It might have been my fault. I think I didn't have us lined up quite right, so we wanted to be sure we were – in the right formation, because that was a critical two-point conversion. Obviously, it put them in, you know, where they had to score a touchdown just to tie.
Yeah, Peyton, AFC championship game, you know, against the Patriots. Can't shake them, might as well beat them, as it should be.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're excited to be in the game. We knew we had to beat a good football team tonight in order to get there. And then, you know, we'll try to enjoy this one tonight and then, you know, get a jump start on preparing for that game on Monday, and we'll talk about who we're playing on Wednesday.
What changed or
when that turnover came in the fourth quarter?
Right.
Is there a different feeling in the huddle or
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody understands that when you're in the fourth quarter, there's certainly a sense of urgency, especially when you're behind, when you're losing the game and you realize your opportunities are getting fewer and fewer. So we wanted to take advantage of that field position and that opportunity.
Of all the teams you've played on in your career, is this team more capable of more different guys making plays in a big spot like the defense did there?
Well, our defense has just been outstanding all season. They have led us to this point. So let's make that clear. And different guys step up at different times all season, right? David Bruton and Stewart kind of combining for that interception on the last play of the Baltimore game. Marshall and Roby creating that fumble for a touchdown against the Chiefs game. I can go on and on. Each game, key defensive players stepping up. So, but you have to be a good team to win these playoff games, and you have to win as a team. And so defense did a great job holding them, and offensively we did just enough to win.
In the middle of November, when it was no fun to walk or it hurt to walk, right, how strong a vision or how much doubt did you have that you'd get to this day?
Well,
this point?
You know, certainly I tried to stay kind of in the moment, tried to stay one week at a time, tried to be patient and not look too far ahead. And it certainly, we talked about it last week, it's been a unique season. A lot of new things, you know, have happened this season. But I think kind of like tonight, we stayed patient tonight. We never got never really got frustrated. And I think that's served us well tonight, and it served me well during this season.
Peyton, any more satisfaction that you've gotten to this point after the season you went through?
Oh, it's very satisfying to win, to beat the Steelers in a playoff game. It's a those guys over there are battle-tested. They've been in a lot of big games. You got Ben, gutsy effort by him tonight. They're playing with some injuries, and you knew you were going to get a great effort by them. I got a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin and the way they get their teams prepared, and that was really the kind of game we thought it was going to be tonight. So it's always satisfying to get a win.
Peyton, how did your foot hold up?
Yeah, I felt fine. Felt fine throughout the whole night.
And what are your thoughts about your 17th showdown with Tom Brady?
Yeah, like I said, we'll deal with that on Wednesday. We'll try to, got a couple hours to enjoy this one tonight.
Okay, thanks, Peyton.
Thank you all.